This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And our first story takes a look at Reddit. And, you know, Reddit is the rabbit hole of the internet.
Yes, it is.
You can find all sorts of forums and topics of conversation. And if you go deep and dark enough, it becomes a very, very...
scary place.
Evil and negative place.
It's one level up from the dark web, basically.
Right. Yeah. And so what's happened is that, you know, when they're talking about issues like racism and racist slurs, the site's chief executive Steve Huffman has said that, you know, racial slurs are permitted on Reddit, and it sort of became this discussion about free speech and also what this platform represents in comparison to other social networks.
Yeah, so the CEO kind of implied that, you know, it's allowed because we think speech is separate to behavior and beliefs, right?
Right.
And so therefore, there are people on Reddit whose beliefs are different from our own, sometimes extremely so, and so therefore we should not be censoring those belief systems or even the speech involved with it, right?
Yeah.
I can appreciate where he's coming from.
Like if we were in a classroom, in a lecture hall.
Yes, from a free speech angle.
As a theory kind of thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Even where there is corrective elements often in play, right? The problem with Reddit is because, like you said, it's the internet rabbit hole, the black hole, right? Mm-hmm. These corrective elements never really take root. So in a specific forum, the forum could be dedicated just to white supremacists going nuts.
Right.
And therefore, it'll be an echo chamber of white supremacists going nuts. And that's completely allowed. I mean, I for one, am of the personal belief that we should actually start restricting the amount of spaces that are allowed for murderous elements.
Mm.
Because right. That's one way to actually control it.
And I think this element where you think about how speech is separated behavior from beliefs, it's interesting because, you know, we've seen so many incidences, you know, in the past where there have been sort of elements of it on Reddit as well. When you think about some of the things that happened in the United States during the elections, some of the propaganda that was, you know, created with regards to the restaurant and the
Pizzagate controversy,
right,
where supposedly they were a child trafficking sex ring, which some guy decided to attack, right? Because he thought it was real, but actually it was just fake news generated out of Chechnya or somewhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, here's the interesting thing. I mean, when you say where there are spaces where it's allowed, right? And I think when you look at a campaign area, campaign space, right? Like the kind of stuff that, say, Donald Trump or people were spewing during their campaign rallies, for example, even that has a corrective element to it. Every time he said something absolutely ridiculous, it was called out by the media, by the networks. You know, there were fact checkers. Everything was kind of in place. So there is almost a self-policing
structure
that takes place, right?
But because how Reddit works is all about anonymity.
Yes.
And with that, I think, you know, those corrective elements don't sort of emerge on its own.
Yeah, and also, what is the role of the platform, a platform like Reddit? I mean, all of these platforms go through very similar arguments. Facebook went through it, Twitter goes through it, the same, oh, well, we don't control what people post.
Right.
We're just the platform upon which they do it. And now Twitter's had to take action. They've had to get rid of all those terrorist accounts, right,
yes,
which were being exploited. Facebook is taking action about, or trying to take action about, fake news and all of this other stuff that's on their platform. Reddit remains the sole holdout.
Well, to help us wade through the murky waters of internet speech is Swaran Singh from Sekar and Swaran Advocates and Solicitors. Swaran, thank you very much for joining us on the Evening Edition. Now, tell us, what do you make of Reddit's stance of allowing racist comments and slurs in the name of allowing different viewpoints?
Okay, my position is that it seems to me like he was trying to explain something that is not easy to understand. He's saying that they make a difference between beliefs and behavior. They do not want to control people's opinions or beliefs. But at the same time, he says when it comes to behavior, they will then take an action. But looking at the Reddit past conduct, it seemed to me like they would take action in certain instances, which to me, there was no sort of common thread running through when they would take an action and when they wouldn't, and when they would use the content policy of Reddit to say it goes into, you know, hate speech or some kind of a racist slur, and when it wouldn't. So it wasn't very clear to me that they're acting in a consistent manner.
And why might that be? Have they not quite figured out where the golden line is when it comes to limits of free speech? And I suppose the bigger the problem of how to control or prevent people from actually crossing that line.
Yes, I agree. You nailed it, really, because previously, you know, if you had instances where you could control people who are going for a certain meeting or charama or whatever, the groups are smaller, it's easy to maintain, you can identify the location, and these guys are not named. But when it comes to the online arena, things change. They've got your millions of people who are under different names. It's hard to track down who they are. How do you then control these people? And for them, they are like armchair warriors. They're able to say things and do whatever they want. But if you ask them to come outside and say it in a public space or to someone else, they will not even say those things. But behind the screens, they are emboldened and they do more things. So it's a wild, wild west, you know, of the online arena. It's a new environment. It's a new space. What do you do? Some take a position that I'm not going to take any censorship. Some take the position that you might have to, because this gives space to those who wouldn't do naughty or bad things to go out and do naughty and bad things. So I think it's stuck in between.
Swaran, it seems to be more so in the case of with Reddit, when you compare it to other social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook, it's a different beast altogether.
That's true. The entire Facebook and Twitter ecosystem is a little bit different from Reddit. These are different creatures, whereby, for example, you know, in a Twitter scenario, people are following celebrities. They're following people that they know. And Twitter also has that, you know, certified so-and-so person is who he or she says they are. And in a Twitter environment, you know, you have that 140, 280 sort of limit to what you have to say. So you can't really say, you can't start rambling on whatever you want to say or do. Whereas in a Reddit environment, it's more topic-based, it's more issue-based, and people then sort of congregate and start, you know, giving their viewpoints. And most of the time, these are like things which are in social news and social discussion on a certain topic. And most of the people here, they don't have their real names. They use pseudonyms. They use different kind of names, and they're all anonymous. Whereas you don't have that on Insta or Facebook or Twitter. You do to an extent, but majority of the users there want to be followed and known and use that as a platform to become more popular. So the creatures are different. The dragons you want to slay are different in this instance. And Reddit, it became popular because of that. It's allowing more people to say things, do things without being found out.
So Reddit was the meeting ground for some groups that were involved in the right-wing riots in Charlottesville, which led to a fatality. Should platforms like Reddit be culpable for, in a way, aiding the mobilization of these hate groups online?
Now, my opinion is I would not hold groups like Reddit to be completely responsible for what happened at that event, but I would hold them responsible to at least have facilitated or galvanized the people to have then gone ahead and attended that event, and that event then led to something unfortunate happening. But I would not say that they were guilty or to be responsible for the death of Heather. That would be the persons who were actually there and who killed her. So I don't think they can get off the hook by saying they're going to, you know, go behind the freedom of expression protection and don't have any responsibility for what we did. It can't be the case. It can't be right.
Right. And Swaran, moving forward, do you foresee this sort of lackadaisical approach to regulating online speech working out for the best?
This is something that is becoming more and more of an issue moving forward. And how do you regulate something like this, where you have millions of users who are posting billions of updates and tweets and remarks and statements on a daily, minute-by-minute basis? Yeah, I mean, I don't have a solution for this, but if I were to hazard any kind of guess or approach moving forward, I would say, rather than saying there's just too much out there, we cannot monitor and supervise everything, let the very people who are involved, who feel offended or upset by such movements or such groups, to report. The users of Reddit or Facebook or whatever, they should be given an opportunity or a process to report or escalate the problem of what they have with the group, whether it's hate speech or the occurrence of racism. They can escalate it upwards and say, this is a group that should be monitored or looked into. And once that is done, then the management behind Reddit should start either using an AI or some process to start figuring out and look into that particular group. You know, what has been the occurrence of the usage of certain racial slur? What has been the history of the people who are in that group? And how many people have complained about that one person may not be enough, but if you have 5 or 10 people complaining about it, then you know there's a problem. And that can be a start. Reddit could say to the group, you know, guys, there'll be complaints against you. I give you like a yellow card, red card system in the football. You know, I give you a warning, you know, tone down, behave yourself. And if they continue to get worse, then they could be suspended, closed down or something. So I think those kind of things can be put in place, but it starts with an idea, conversation, and then policy implementation of it.
Well, Swaran, thank you very much for chiming in on that issue. That was Swaran Singh, a lawyer from SECCO and Swaran Advocates and Solicitors. We've got some music right now.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.